Mrs. Rochester's Ghost by Lindsay Marcotte is a modern-day retelling of Jane Eyre. This was really engaging, however, if the readers are familiar with Jane Eyre, there are not many unexpected surprises. The primary character, Jane, obviously, is something close to Jane Eyre in her qualities, but there the comparison ends. Jane had an incredible character arc, and I think you will discover all the things you need to know about her. I can't say the same for other characters, however, I wish some open-ended points were more fully explored. If you liked Jane Eyre, you will like this retelling. Jane has lost everything. She has lost her mother, boyfriend, and her career as a TV story writer. It is in these troubling straits that old friend Otis gets her ready to get across country, take up the work of tutor for a teenager. Doing all this in the isolated coastal estate of a rich man being investigated for killing his better half. Mrs. Rochester's Ghost by Lindsay Marcotte had a benefit of being set along the California Central Coast. The author intelligently wove the winning components from the classic into this modern domestic spine chiller. It was done so that there was much for a Jane Eyre fan to recognize and appreciate while likewise having the chance to enjoy new components to plot and characters. The cast of characters are well crafted, flawed and complex. They have been brought to life flawlessly. The standout character for me was Beatrice, and when the point of view was told from her perspective, these were the parts that I liked the most. Mrs. Rochester's Ghost by Lindsay Marcotte was modernized, and with a considerable amount of differences from the original novel. I think was okay for me since the original is practically unapproachable in my eyes. Readers will enjoy the similar names and parallel circumstances. I also enjoyed the twist of adding Beatrice's voice in this and to see through the eyes of somebody experiencing psychosis. I found this to a lesser extent a thrilling ride, however more a mystery, with the basic whodunit driving the plot.
Thanks for listening this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcast. Also show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.